the kingdom of God.
That's
I believe
right.
their blood is on the critics' hands. I
That's
really
right.
believe that.
I want to say one more thing, and it's in Matthew 16 before we turn to the book of Colossians, which is so rich in all, talking about traditions of men. But the Pharisees come again, and they test Jesus by saying that they want him to show them a sign from heaven. And he says, you know how the clouds form. You know the sunset, that when it's red in the evening, it'll be fair weather. You know the morning, and when it's red, it's going to be a storm today. And still, you cannot discern the signs of the time. And Jesus said, an evil and adulterous generation seeks after a sign, and a sign will not be given except the sign of Jonah. And his disciples, when they came across Galilee with him, and they said they had forgotten the bread, Jesus said to them, oh, and this is so profound. He is teaching them another supernatural principle here. He says, watch out and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees. And then they began to say, oh, it's because we didn't bring bread. It's because we forgot the bread when they were feeding the 5,000. And Jesus said, and you know, he knows our thoughts. Jesus said, you men of little faith, why do you discuss among yourselves that you have no bread? Now, he's talking to these men that have been walking with him for 3 years, Darren. And they're talking about something physical when he's talking about a heart attitude. And he's saying, beware of the leaven. Now, what is leaven? And I looked up the word leaven the other day. And it's number 2219 in Strong's. And it's a fermented matter. And it's made with heat. Now, sometimes when we get into these traditions of men, and like you were talking about a lot of these denominational sects, if you come against their man-made principles, do you know what happens? Arguments and divisions. It's heat generated. People become overworked. They lash out. And in the word
says, you mean
says,
they can't become all worked up?
They become all worked out, and they generate heat. And it's leaven. It's what is made. When you put a little piece of leaven in a box and it rises, then you can make other bread from it. It goes through a loaf of bread very quickly. Bad leaven goes through a church very quickly. It is something that spreads like a cancer. And if you don't know the Word of God, you can listen to some of these leaders, these hypocritical leaders, and take it in. But you got to know the Word of God. It's really stinking thinking. I thought of leaven and how what leaven does in bread. And Darren, this leaven of the Pharisees that Jesus said, beware of the leaven, it's just pure stinking thinking.
What it does is it contaminates the whole business.
It does.
You know, I think about a situation where, in fact, this happened in Kansas, and I knew the woman that was involved here, and knew her husband, who was a pastor. But the dear lady of the community came down to this neighborhood church, which happened to be a part of the denomination I was in at the time. And she came in. Now, she had a hunger for God, or she wouldn't be there. Something drew her to that church.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she was saying, well, you know, as people do that don't know the Lord, they want to know. There's a void. There's a vacuum there. And she came to the church. She dressed up. She wore what she thought was appropriate. She wore lipstick and earrings, to name a couple of things. And after the end of the church, the morning church service, the pastor's wife, who, by the way, was an old biddy, an old legalist, going by rules and regulations, she cornered this lady and she said, if you go home and take off your lipstick and your earrings and come back tonight, you can be one of us. Now, the lady never came back. Mm-hmm. I hope she found Jesus, but chances are it probably was a difficult thing because what she perceived to be God's house rejected her.
That's right. Now and the rejection is not Jesus.
No, it's not
that's
Jesus.
That's not Jesus' teaching.
So here this woman was, you know, and hopefully this dear lady found Jesus. But here's a scripture for you.
I just want to say that I want to explain that the leaven that Jesus was talking about here in Matthew 16, he says, how is it that you do not understand that I did not speak to you concerning physical bread, but beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees? Then they understood that he did not say, beware of the leaven of the bread, but beware of the teaching. Listen, people, it's the teaching that Darren and I want to make you aware of. what you are sitting under in church after church. It's the teaching that we want you to make you aware of what is going on, the teaching.
Now, he said about spiritual bread?
Yes.
Where does he say that?
The teaching of the Pharisees and Sadducees is the leaven that he was warning them about.
Right. But he was asking them to really look for the spiritual bread.
That's right.
And Jesus, of course, is bread to us. He's the word to us.
The
he is
living
the seed.
Bread. That's right.
He is the seed. Praise God. Well, Colossians 2:8, see to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deception. That's exactly what we're teaching you here about this matter of leaven. That's empty deception. According to the traditions of men, according to the elementary principles of the world, rather than according to Christ. Now, many churches get into what we're talking about here is really performance. If I can look at you and I can know by the way you dress whether, number one, you're one of us. If you're one of us, then you're holy and acceptable and righteous because you're going by our rules and regulations. Now, that's not what Jesus said. Jesus said, I want you to go by what's in the heart. What's in your heart? Is there a critical spirit in your heart that wants to say to this woman, well, go home and take off, you know, those externals so you can look like one of us and then you will be acceptable here? That is not the doorway to the gospel, folks.
That's right. And like David himself said, thy word, O Lord, have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Jesus knew that if they got the word in their hearts, everything else would be taken care of. And I really believe, Darren, one of the hardest things we've had to come against are people that want to join in and be a part of the fellowship. They don't want to get into the Word. It's just too simple to get into the Word and read the Word. They want to do something. They want to perform. They want to make sure that
they want to have a project.
Yes, a project. That they have something important, hands-on kind of thing to make them valuable. It validates their lives to do something. And yet the Word of God, the reading of His Word, is the most important of all.
Well, I think some people want to say, well, I'll tell you what let's do. Let's get up, let's sign a petition. Let's go down here and pick at the abortion clinic. Okay. Now, if God tells you to do that, go do that. But some people get off over here into a project. They got to have something external to do, and they feel like that makes them acceptable to God. But let me read this to you again. See to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deception, according to the tradition of men, according to the elementary principles of the world, rather than according to Christ. Now, the very next two verses tells us, for in him, meaning Christ, all the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form, and in him you've been made complete, and he is head over all rule and authority. We need to look inside of ourselves. Jesus resides. Our bodies are temple of the Holy Spirit. That's where Jesus resides. Our address is his address. Mm-hmm. He's saying, get to know me in your hearts. Know who I am spiritually. Lay down this silly rules and the traditions of men. And folks, I got to tell you, it's in almost every church. You have to be real careful or you're going to get caught up into this performance stuff. Mm-hmm. Getting into projects, getting into a thing to give yourself identity. Get to know Jesus inside of yourself. I'm saying that. Get to know Jesus inside of yourself because he's saying in him you've been made complete and in him he is head over all rule and authority. And let me go back and read it. For in him all the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form and in him you've been made complete and he is head over all rule and authority. Now where does he reside? He resides inside of us. And we have to know that from the inside out. Now some of you have been wounded in the past and I was. And I had to sit down and forgive some of the church fathers, and by the way, the traditions of men kept me out of some of the teaching on Holy Spirit because the traditions of my church says, oh, that's goofiness, that's crazy, oh, don't get off into this baptism of the Spirit business. Well, that's where the power was, and guess what? All through my childhood, we were looking for the power, but the traditions of my church kept me from understanding the precious teachings of Holy Spirit. And I had, when I realized that I'd been ripped off, Barbara, I had to stop and say, as an act of my will, I forgive them and release them. Because I realized what a profound loss it was because of the traditions of men. And I had to give that up, that unforgiveness and that hardness of heart.